And I know, my Wooly, you do. But we want you to know, sister, that we have you in our hearts. Don't you worry, that we know that you have been taking a lot of the flack, a lot of the attacks. But we got you. We know that you are a fighter for our people. You're a fighter for all of humanity, because all of humanity has to be freed from this vicious, you know, addiction to racism. We need everybody to be capable of standing up and recognizing the human dignity in all of us. Daryl.
No, you're absolutely on point with that, Barbara. And, you know, Professor Crenshaw, you know, all I can say, you know, in the words of one of my mentors, who was the first African-American elected to Congress below the Mason-Dixon line after Reconstruction, Perrin J. Mitchell, he said, if you see a good fight, get in it. And we're so happy and so excited to have you in this fight. It's a good fight. We encourage everybody to get in the fight with Professor Crenshaw. Get in this fight to stop banning books and be certain that we're teaching people the freedom to learn and all that comes with it. Professor Crenshaw, thank you so much for all that you do.
Thank you, Daryl. Thank you for your partnership and your amazing ideas. We're going to call that, we're going to do the Daryl. We're going to everybody coming in. We're going to have group. We're going to have group opportunities to listen and to learn together. Thank you so much for that.
And, you know, and Daryl, of course, is one of the most creative minds, the creative He's amazing. That's why, you know, we're all blessed that he is a co-leader of Transformative Justice Coalition. My Wooly, what you got to say to Kia before she has the lead? Because she's got to run. People, she's running to another show. It's not like she's getting ready to, you know, go and eat and hang out and have lunch. She's getting ready to run.
Lunch? Oh, yeah, I forgot about it.
To get the, keep the word getting out there. I mean, unbelievable what it takes to do this work, but it's necessary. You know, one thing, I saw that beautiful documentary on that, you know, the 2020 documentary on the beautiful John Lewis. And it was, he was just a reminder that you got to, what did he say? You got to get into good trouble.
Good trouble.
And so with that said, my Wooly, what's your parting words to Kim?
Oh, I'm grateful. And I think the way we show our gratitude is by joining the work. So I'm just in my mind, my revolutionary Black imagination, I'm envisioning Black men walking through communities and giving books away as a way to encourage them and also give a present. So I see that, and we'll be in touch in short order so that we can be a part of Black Man Lab. Women's
that
lab.
Is exciting.
We can all be a part of that kind of effort and energy, so we can be present in community and at the same time lift up the need for reading and literacy and the freedom to learn. So we give thanks for your work, your great, great contribution intellectually as well as an organizer. So thank you.
Oh, y'all got me fired up. Okay, I'm going to go in this other radio program. They're going to not know what just happened. I just came off Ignited Change. I'm telling you, I'm ignited. Thank you all so much. This has been a wonderful, wonderful conversation.
Thank you. We are grateful to you. Can't wait to join and to listen on May 2nd. Can't wait to see everybody as we do these activations around the country. I'll be in Alabama speaking in Dothan for TOPS, the Extraordinary People's Society that fights for voter registration for those who are formerly incarcerated. I'll be there with them, with my brothers, my sisters, and we will be carrying on with the mighty Raj Rashad. I can't wait. Again, let's do this, everybody. Thank you again, Kim. Many blessings. Just thank you.
Thank you all. Thank you so much. Safe travel.
Okay. Thank you. And now, Daryl, let's turn and hear some more about Monday. But before we talk about Monday, let's talk about a little bit about what we did on Friday with Perrin J. Mitchell dinner, and about, this whole battle. We got to bring everybody up to date because you know that we want to rename that bridge. We want to make sure that racist Francis Scott Key is not the name that leads on that bridge. We want it to be the Perrin J. Mitchell Bridge, after the name of a true bridge builder, not somebody who was running around hanging out with Chief Justice Taney of the Supreme Court, who wrote the Dred Scott decision, not somebody who was a major slaveholder, who was a chief advisor to President Andrew Johnson, who succeeded Abraham Lincoln after he was assassinated. And Johnson went on to reverse, all of the, policies that the Reconstruction Congress was trying to put into effect to make sure that the, quote, free men had, capabilities. But this, his advisor, who was helping him to do all these wicked things to defeat the freedmen, was none other than one Francis Scott Key, and of course his own lyrics. So Daryl, tell people about this beautiful Perrin J. Mitchell. Why we pay tribute to Perrin J. Mitchell.
Oh, absolutely, Barbara. As I mentioned, Perrin J. Mitchell, PJ as they called him, was the first African-American elected to Congress below the Mason-Dixon line since Reconstruction. But not only that, he was a true bridge builder. He, when you talked about the federal set-aside for business contracts, that was Perrin Mitchell that introduced that to the country, so that you have all of these black businesses that were now receiving contracts from the federal government to help build their businesses. You had white women that were also receiving the benefits from that set-aside program and the business community of color. So Perrin Mitchell was the middle of all of that. He was also one of the founders of the Congressional Black Caucus, and
that's right,
a member of Congress to jump on board to support Shirley Chisholm when she decided
to run for president.
Others were nervous, cautious, and Congressman Mitchell said, no, she's a perfect candidate. I'm supporting her. I'm getting behind her. And other members of Congress then followed him. So, Barbara, it's only appropriate that you have a bridge, something that's meant to bring things together, named after someone who brought people together. That person is Perrin J. Mitchell, not someone, Francis Scott Key, who, certainly penned the national anthem, but also came from the biggest slaveholding family in the state of Maryland, and he himself was a slaveholder and was actually practicing the concept of white supremacy before we started calling it today white supremacy, meaning that blacks were inferior. So that's the reason that we're there. We ask people to go to change.org, rename the bridge, and sign the online petition to change the name of that bridge once it is reconstructed from the Francis Scott Key Bridge to that named after Congressman Perrin J. Mitchell, Barbara.
Absolutely. And my woolly ass